Our next story is about a disease called cryptococcal meningitis, or crypto for short. It's painful and it's deadly. Crypto kills an estimated 300,000 people around the world every year. HIV/AIDS patients are particularly vulnerable to the disease. But now there may be a promising way to detect crypto. Newsweek's Patrick Adams has been shadowing a team of American doctors in Uganda who are testing out a new early detection device. I'd never heard of crypto, so I asked him to explain first what it is.
It's not surprising that you haven't heard of it. Many people have not. Cryptococcosis is a fungus. It's found in soil around the world. It could be found in Boston, could be found in Rwanda and Uganda. And cryptococcal meningitis is a disease that results from inhalation of those fungal spores. And it affects people who have HIV primarily, those who are immunocompromised and therefore are vulnerable to what are called opportunistic infections, similar to tuberculosis. It used to be in Uganda, at the height of the AIDS epidemic, the face of AIDS. And that was because so many people got it. They would get a tremendous headache and would finally go into the hospital, and then they would be diagnosed with AIDS.
So tell me about this medical device. What is it exactly?
Well, it's great because it's a very simple device that functions much like a pregnancy test. So it's a dipstick. You dip a strip of paper into a fluid. It can be blood, it can be urine, and it can be spinal fluid. And you get an answer within 10 minutes. And it can be performed by a low-level health worker, not a doctor, which is important in poor countries because doctors are often scarce, like Uganda.
So patients, especially the HIV-positive patients who are being screened, you were with the doctors. Did you observe reactions to the screening process? What was that like?
Well, it's a laboratory test, so it's done sort of, you know, behind the scenes. And
yeah, so the patients aren't actually there observing while the screening is happening.
But I can tell you that when patients do come in with disease, and this is why this device is so important, because it catches them before they have disease. It can catch them months before symptoms occur, and you can successfully treat them in that period. Whereas when they come in with disease, they come in with raging headaches, and they have to get a lumbar puncture to relieve the pressure of fluid that builds up in their brain. It's an excruciating condition. So this test allows them to avoid that.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything to indicate so far that this screening, especially if it's HIV positive patients who are being screened for crypto, that it may actually stave off full-blown AIDS?
In a way, yes. I mean, what you were doing really, I think, is giving AIDS patients who would have died, this is a highly fatal condition, another chance. So they have either not accessed treatment for HIV in the first place, or they've accessed it and stopped taking the drugs, either because of stigma or financial barriers to that. So for some reason, they've defaulted on their treatment, and now they're vulnerable to this condition. If you treat this condition, you can give them another chance to get on antiretrovirals and to survive.
How are the Ugandan medical workers responding to the introduction of this technology? Are they taking to it?
They absolutely are. They've embraced it. And I've visited smaller clinics outside of the capital where they were able to identify so many asymptomatic cases, patients who have the antigen or the marker of this disease in their blood, but who have yet to develop symptoms. And by catching them early, they can not only save their lives and improve their outcome, but they can also save on tremendous hospital costs.
So as you shadowed these American doctors, Patrick, what was the most memorable experience you had covering the story?
You know, I talked with one survivor named Rose Sabina. She had HIV and one day had a tremendous headache, and it grew and grew over the following days. At one point, her family, and this is not a unique story, locked her in a room because she had developed dementia as a result of this condition. And she was confused and in great pain. And they brought her to the hospital. And the doctors on this team wanted to give her a lumbar puncture. And there's an association in Uganda of the lumbar puncture or the spinal tap with death. People view it as a death sentence because in places where there is not good care, people die. She agreed to the lumbar puncture, and then she was treated as part of this research study and survived, and she was tremendously grateful. And you could just see, I mean, this is a person who would have died, absolutely would have died, without the treatment that is available through this study. She is an example of what you can do when you treat early enough to save somebody.
Newsweek reporter Patrick Adams speaking with us from Kigali, the capital of Rwanda. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marco. I appreciate it.